Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
So, tonight I'm going to be speaking to what I would call a luminary, okay? This is someone who is an absolute pioneer in the science world, so to speak. She's on Zoom. I'm speaking to her via Zoom. She is coming to me live from Dubai in a desert. So this is exactly scientific kind of environment that you want to be using for this kind of a conversation. Carla Mitchell, Spark Mitchell, is my guest this evening, and she's founding director of Foundation for Space Development Africa and creator of Africa to the Moon. Good evening and welcome, Carla. I think it's still evening for you too. Hey, hi.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me.
Carla, I don't want to spoil it. You're going to have to explain it to us. But let's maybe talk to me about, first of all, what Africa to Moon is.
So Africa to Moon is a project we started over a decade ago. It was an idea to put a radio astronomy telescope on the far side of the moon. So the reason we do this is because when we're listening to radio waves from the universe, these get interfered with by the radio noise we make as humans, whether it be microwaves, airplanes, cell phones. So on the far side of the moon, we're shielded from that, and we get to essentially hear or detect clear signals from the universe. So this was the dream, and we designed a low-cost, low-weight, low-frequency instrument. It's ball-shaped, so we call them affectionately moon balls, each instrument. And we want to put 55 of them on the far side of the moon, one representing each nation in Africa. So as we have led up to this project, China offered a unique solution to developing nations. They put out a call to host payloads on their next missions to the moon. And we were in China this week for the announcement that Africa to Moon is a payload. We've been accepted on one of their moon missions in 2028. So this will just be to the near side of the moon, not to the far side. And it will only be four instruments. So these will act as a technology demonstrator. They will hopefully be the first ever radio astronomy array on the lunar surface, built by Africans, designed by Africans, and hopefully they will do first-time science, again, by Africans. And so if this mission works, then we will be able to look to our plans for the far side of the moon.
Okay, so that we can all just follow. What you mean by this payload that's been offered by China is that, in a sense, you're getting a lift to the moon on one of their missions, correct?
Yes, so they've allowed some space for international instruments to get a lift to the moon, as you put it, which is correct. And we call it piggybacking on their space mission. And it is very difficult, very costly. If they weren't offering this opportunity, there's no way we could have made it to the moon.
And essentially, I mean, I think broadly explain to us what this will achieve, what it is that you want to do with sending these instruments to the moon.
So scientifically, we want to do science that you can't do from Earth. So Earth is surrounded by the ionosphere, and this reflects low frequency signals. And so we find it very difficult, if not impossible, to see these from Earth. So we want to look at the universe in this frequency range that we are unable to look at from the Earth's surface. One, engineering, we've developed new technologies and a very innovative instrument. So from the engineering perspective, we're excited. In terms of technology innovation, we're developing new technologies that will hopefully be used by other space missions, and also spin-off technologies that will have an impact back on Earth. And of course, there's the educational perspective, but most of all, we want to show Africa that if we could collaborate with one another, we can achieve great things, and to show the youth of Africa that if you can dream it, it's possible.
So my understanding is that China as well as the US have sent before radio telescopes to the moon, and the technology didn't work. Am I right?
Yeah, so there have been a number of missions, because this is very interesting to science. Some have orbited the Earth and produced some science, and some instruments have landed on the lunar surface but have struggled for a variety of reasons and have been unable to return radio astronomy data to Earth. So this is why the ball shape actually mitigates a lot of the risk that these missions have faced.
And so we are now going with this mission, with on this trip with China to test, as you said, you're taking only four this time. And if we succeed, then we'll obviously then raise the money to go to the far end of the moon.
Yeah, we're hoping that if this mission is successful, that this will lead to further partnership to be able to do the bigger mission. And then we will, as we are now, but we will work even harder and more aggressively to interact with participation from each African nation. Mm.
So this is done by predominantly South African artists and scientists and all kinds of collaborators. Maybe just give me the breakdown of what makes up the group of incredible scientists that have put this together.
So over the last 10 years, we've had over 30 scientists and engineers and collaborators from industry, institutions, and academia who've offered their time and effort on a voluntary basis to bring the project to this point. Currently, barring some pizzas for the meetings, we haven't spent anything, and we really want this mission to show that if we collaborate like we have, great things can be achieved.
So you are really the leader. You are the lead in this entire mission. You do this under an NPO. Talk to me about how you established this Foundation for Space Development Africa and what were you hoping to do with it?
So we founded the foundation in 2009 with the dream that we could use space technology to positively impact lives in Africa. Space technology in one way or another contributes towards the solutions of all 17 of the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN. So we hope to make this technology and its benefits available to people across Africa to start solving some of our challenges. And so we have a number of pilot programs we're working on within the foundation to address things like disaster management, sharing environmental data, education programs, etc. And we hope that these will take off with time, but our real passion at the moment is our flagship project, of course, Africa to Moon.
And you're saying you are working with African countries across the board. You want to eventually represent all 55, as you said, states in the continent. Currently in your team, is it mainly South Africans? Who's in your team?
Yeah, we have a lot of mostly South Africans in our team. We have collaborators from Botswana, Ghana, Namibia, Kenya, and others coming on board. So we're very excited to have their participation. And then we have some international experts that have experience in this particular area of science that are lending their advice and expertise so that we don't have to repeat mistakes, or they're providing us with their lessons learned. So it really is a very large collaboration, and we've been amazed at how much support and offer of assistance we've had worldwide. There's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm to support this African mission.
You've spoken to me about the pizza bill when you do meet for meetings, and barring that, you have not spent anything. How have you managed then to work with the technology? Where did that money come from? Who's been funding that?
Until now, it's been design and very preliminary testing, a lot of desktop work. And as we move now into prototyping, we've had a lot of kind offers from industry and academic institutions and institutions like the South African National Space Agency, the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory. A lot of these institutions have offered their assistance in using test facilities or offering expertise. So we have miraculously been able to overcome these requirements and hurdles. And our saying for this project is ad astra per fidem, which means to space through faith. And we really are astounded weekly as people step forward to support this project.
I love that, to space through faith. I really like that. And you know, I'm also quite amazed at this is a fully independent mission. Am I getting it right?
Yeah, I tend to refer to myself as a bit of a space cadet, particularly in the early days. I was a crazy person with an idea to put balls on the moon. But as we've worked through this to make it scientifically and engineering sound, it was a one-man show that has become a real strong unity of expertise. So it is independent, but we have a lot of helping hands now lifting us up.
Except that no government is running this mission.
Yeah, I think, governments, they have a lot of responsibility and a lot of decision-making and accountability that makes quick decisions and crazy decisions difficult. They have a lot of things to weigh up. And so as an individual, you don't need to answer to all of that. So it does make it easier and makes me more agile within the foundation and the decisions we make for this project. But now that we are gaining traction, government is stepping up.
Absolutely incredible. What would this mission what would it have cost us if we were to pay for it, if we were not piggybacking on the Chinese mission?
I reckon if we wanted to do this, we would be looking at between $30 and $50 million at a very minimum, base probably closer to $100 million.
And when is takeoff?
Currently in 2028.
Sure. So you're all getting ready for 2028 and it's all systems go. And when and if, not if, when that succeeds, what does it actually mean?
So if it succeeds in the way we hope, we will have demonstrated Africa's ability to lead in technology and in exploration. There will be many benefits derived back on the ground, and it will also mean that we can most likely take steps towards the larger mission and other similar missions.
Well, listen, I cannot say congratulations enough. This is absolutely incredible. I don't know how, you know, your colleagues everywhere around the world feel, but we are ecstatic. We know that you're flying our flag very high. So we'll take that, even though you didn't give us their permission to do that. So thank you for talking to us all the way from Dubai.
Thank you so much for your time and listening and sharing our story. I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much. Carla Sharp Mitchell is the founding director of Foundation for Space Development Africa and is also the creator of Africa to Moon.
Point of View
on Kaya 959
with Pamela Modine.
What's yours?
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.